Good evening, everyone. This is Florence in Atlanta. And tonight, this evening, we're going to talk about a few things, some of the concerns about aging, time going by, and people looking for signs that should be consistent according to mortal laws about how we should be looking, how we should be feeling as the years so-called go by. I've learned a lot through Christian Science about this concept of age that makes too much sense to me, and that's why the show on aging. And as I always say, if I say something or I read something and you know you don't understand or it doesn't make sense to you, please don't judge. We only do this show for willing hearts who love or are willing to look at other concepts. And if it makes sense to you, fine. If not, be happy with what you already have. If you have questions, email to florence@thinkerschallenge.com. And I'll be happy to reply with the further reading or an answer to your question. So what about age? What is it? What is the truth about age? And let's face it, what is changing? Who said anything is changing? Mortal laws tell us that, well, you know, you're getting a few wrinkles here and there. Your hair it's much whiter now. You're not as mobile as you used to be. You're losing the vitality. And sometimes this aging thing is even likened to, you know, you being more like depressed or sad or something. Does it have to be so? And a few things I said in the introduction to the show is the Almighty not create and sustain his own. We are going to share what insights we've gained about the so-called inevitable process, which does include decrepitude. And I put that because a lot of people will ask you, well, how old are you? And then they'll say, well, what medications are you on? And so forth. Or a group of people who meet, if they are of a certain age, you will hear, and I've experienced this, that's why I say, that dominating that conversation, their conversations, will be questions about, you know, well, what doctor do you go to, or people sharing their information of what other maybe supplements they're taking, what new exercise regimen they're on. I once met a lady in the market, you know, she's just happily telling me about naturopathy is, another new way of maintaining your health and so on. He said, oh, he met me here. I guess he goes to somebody like that who tells her exactly what to eat and all these things. I bring these out because more and more I'm finding that the more we take in these things, the more restrictive our lives become, subject to the mortal laws, subject to material laws that we don't believe be so important in our life. Important to the point of, you know, we become slaves to these laws. We have to eat, yes, but should we be so obsessed about, you know, how many calories? And the word is obsessed. I didn't say wisdom. You use wisdom from God that governs everything we do. But when it gets to, I got to measure everything, I have to consult so-and-so, you know, where is the freedom in that? Where is the freedom in that? Man is born free. We learn that from the scripture even. Man is born free. And our lives should be, that we should be expressing more freedom from anything that enslaves us. And that can include this constant looking to the body and constant looking at how old we are and therefore the expectations that come with it. I was thinking about, you know, how we think about children even. And this is a common one, the terrible twos. Whoever came up with that word, whoever came up with that phrase, I don't know what they were thinking. How could you just say, why couldn't you say the adorable twos or the adventurous twos? And if that's our thinking, could it be perhaps impact the way we see them and the way, therefore, they behave? Instead of a concept like the terrible twos, well, then you are expecting terrible twos. And our thinking, our experiences are reflections of our thoughts. So then we see two-year-olds behave in certain ways. That's the world thought, the expectation. In the same way, you get to teenage and we say, well, oh, troublesome teenagers. Well, here, oh, how old is he? Oh, he's a teenager. And we excuse certain behaviors because they are at a certain age and therefore they are expected. This bears pondering because this new way of looking at our lives as being spiritual, you know, if we are looking at God or accepting that God is life, which is the name, one of the synonyms that Mrs. Eddy has given to God in Christian Science, and I'm sure it's applicable everywhere, whoever wants to adopt that concept, life. God is life itself. And life is immortal, it's eternal. Why? Because it is a spiritual life. Nothing can touch spirit. You can't put an age on spirit, something that has ever been. It's eternal, it's immortal. Nothing can touch it. No disease so-called that exists so-called can affect spirituality, spirits, one's spiritual selfhood. So here we're learning that, you know, we have to start off with our birth being from God, spirit. Okay, there is the human parents and so on and so forth, but the reality of all this is our spiritual being. And if we can think of it that way, then we are going towards the freedom of what spiritual life is all about, what Christ Jesus came to prove and show to us in his love for mankind. So we go further, then all these things about, oh, I'm such and such years old. He says, don't record ages. But if you think about it, is it even necessary? We've made it necessary and expected. And if we don't have it, then it's a problem. But is it necessary to really every year, oh, I'm one more year older? And the sad part is the 1 year more older each year doesn't come with, you know, expectations of good. You know, you're getting closer to the grave is what the thought is behind it. And then people will compare. Oh, such and such is, well, she looks, and then the comments will come. This is all, to think about these things are important because it helps us to do away with whatever will make us look at life as in matter, life as judged by how you look, you know. We should be looking more towards life, expressing joy, expressing vitality, more spiritual understanding, more wisdom. This is what our lives, as we as the years so-called go by, this is what we should be experiencing. And not changes in how we think. Oh, I can't remember so-and-so now. What a shame. You know, and actually now it's expected that at certain ages, you know, you're going to be forgetful. And then if you're forgetful, then maybe you're a little depressed. And maybe you don't move around as much. This is why it's exciting when you see older people who I'm sure have never paid any attention to these human restrictions about age, and therefore they are living a life of absolute vitality, expressing the life that is God. And no, there's no reason why all of us cannot change our thinking about age and start living this way. A lot of wisdom comes with age because of the experiences you go through. The same, there should be more spiritual strength, not weakness, because we understand more what is true about the man that God created and does sustain. He maintains and sustains the perfection of what he has created. So I'm going to read a little bit about what some of the things that Mrs. Eddy has shared in some of her books. This one is from a book that she is entitled The Seventh Day, Lessons of the Seventh Day. Okay. She says, this is excerpts from that article, and it's called Treatment for Age. He says, to think less and less about age, we must ponder our Christ-expressing selfhood. The added wisdom of age and experience is strength, not weakness. And we should understand this, expect it, and know that it is so. Then it would appear. Is what she's referring to. She further goes on to say, I ask for you to keep a time for meditation every day. Ponder in thought your infinite harmonious Christ-expressing selfhood and claim it as you. Drink in its unspeakable safety, all the truth and beauty of God's creation is yours and you. Enjoy it in sincere prayer and thanksgiving. Preserve your human sense of yourself rightly by dwelling in definite treatment every day, within the sanctity and integrity of your real selfhood. In that hour of prayer, all your false sense of selfhood, all that is involved in the beliefs of birth, heredity, association, time, decay, death. By the grace and authority of God, close your thoughts firmly against the interference of mortal beliefs. Hold yourself open to the plans of God and closed to the plots of Satan. Rise into the spiritual forces of your own destiny. Each day will begin and unfold under the authority of divine mind and will be well ordered, rightly balanced, filled with spiritual good. Magnificent spiritual exercise of treating yourself in developed prayer, in devoted prayer, and praying for yourself will keep you in the secret place which is unknown to the senses, and open to all that heaven holds for you. In proportion as the law of truth is understood and accepted, it obtains in the personality as well as character. The deformities and infirmities said to be inevitable results of age, under the opposite mental impressions, disappear. You change the physical manifestations in proportion to your changed thoughts of the effects of accumulated years, an increase of usefulness and vigor from advanced years, with as much faith as you look for decrepitude and ugliness, a favorable result would be sure to follow. Life is eternal and unchangeable and can never grow old, for time is not, and youth is immortal. You have always existed and always will exist in as a perfect, complete, and finished work, a spiritual being created of and by spirit and subject only to spiritual laws. You do now and ever manifest the God life that is shining indestructible in you. It is working always in every part of your being to will and to do. Can never be any loss of your faculties, for they are of soul and not of sense. The life and strength of which you are the consistent recipient are an infinite, and nothing can prevent their inflow. You are governed and sustained by perfect love, in which there is no fear of helplessness or death. Your faith and trust in the omnipotent power of truth are perfect and unclouded, and you know that God is your sufficiency. Never was one of God's children palsied or helpless, for all his works are good and eternal. There is no mortal mind to say you are old or feeble. There is one infinite mind, which is the understanding of the truth of your being and holds you in perfect harmony and health. It's a beautiful excerpt from this article because I feel that she's telling us we cannot lose any of our faculties. That's big to know. Because I see on the television, when the few times that I see it, some commercial will come up and it's talking about someone putting their keys in the refrigerator. I guess they're talking about forgetfulness and the medication that's going to help. And they don't stop there. They talk about the numerous side effects of the particular medication. I bring this up because I worked for a long time with old people, so-called old people. And you know, in the hospital, they had a different section of the hospital for them. So here, there were certain medications that they had to take, because in that age, certain things came with it. But it was refreshing, really, to occasionally see that older, I use these words because that's the terms used, these older people, one who kind of, I would say, rebelled against the categorizing of, oh, you're such and such an age, so such and such is expected of you. And they would really surprise us, which was beautiful. they could do things on their own. They wanted to be independent. They wanted to, you know, be able to do the things that they've been able to do. Because sometimes we would go in with a certain expectation and therefore a certain mindset as to how we're going to treat someone because they are of a certain age. So this article is saying, no, you do not have to lose your faculties. Why? Because they are of God. God never lost any of the perfect nature. Therefore, we as reflection cannot lose it either. If the educated thought that, okay, this mortal body is going through such and such, it must happen. That's why we expect it or have it in thought at least. And therefore, we experience it. You shouldn't be able to move so well. Well, your joints should be aching now, or you shouldn't be able to move properly. And all the hereditary associations, it's really sad. And this is worth thinking about, pondering, like she said, to really claim what's yours. The selfhood free from all these material laws, governed absolutely by mind. God. And maybe let me repeat, because a few of the synonyms were cited here. In Christian Science, God is mind. That's wisdom, intelligence. He is spirit. Everywhere. Everywhereness of God. Soul. Beauty of everything that soul beauty can be seen in. I can't even go into that because that just boggles my mind. When you look at things and you see the beauty that's being represented, then God is principle. That's not mentioned here, but it's one of the synonyms. God is life, vitality, strength, right movement, freedom, truth. No mistakes in that, no errors, the errors being the false education about what we are. And to finish it all, God is love, which is equal to every problem mankind could ever have. So it's telling us that if we are the representation of all these, the expression of this incredible qualities, then we should put aside this thing about age, recording or expecting the wrong things, and most of them are wrong. That's why people hate to think of themselves, oh, I'm 40 years old. Oh, no, I don't want to be, because it means something negative. It should be more the expression of more wisdom, more intelligence, more spiritual understanding, more spiritual growth, more discernment, more love. All of it to glorify God. Greater, better health, because we know better. We know that we are of the life that is God. I hope that puts a light on when I mentioned that there is one infinite mind, that is God. And if we accept ourselves or accept the concept that we reflect God, we reflect this mind, if there's only one, we can only all reflect that one. Then we can know that that mind cannot lose the faculties that it has. It cannot be. Nothing can be taken away from what is of God. No. It's not changing because it's eternal. So then it cautions us as to how much weight we put on, oh, I'm such and such years old. And I know that some other religions, I think Jehovah Witness or some, they also don't celebrate birthdays. And I think it's from the same, I don't know, but I'm hoping that it's from the same premise, that it's unnecessary. And moreover, it really has a negative expectation associated with it. So this week, you know, we looked at this because more and more and more on the television, there's this bombardment every time about old people and this and this, and all of it is negative. I would say 99% of what I've seen is all negative. Material laws that is being put out there as definitely governing one's life and so on. I love where she says, hold yourself open to the plans of God and not closed to the plots of Satan. And here when she says Satan, she's talking about false beliefs, false, wrong, all these wrong beliefs associated with age and therefore the way your life should go. He says, rise into the spiritual forces of your own destiny, which is spiritual freedom, spiritual maturity, discernment, more wisdom. Anyway, so I hope that what I have shared will be of some use to you. She says, take some time daily to claim this right selfhood for yourself, the Christ expressing selfhood. I think that's a beautiful phrase, actually, because this is harmonious. All is good with that. It's safe in the secret place where these laws have no place at all. I hope that something I've shared with you tonight will really set you thinking correctly about growing with more spiritual maturity. Have a blessed evening and have a great week. Until next week. Bye for now.